News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, you know, got on the spot with Molly Kidd tonight. And 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And what we were just talking about, and I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark and Bad Bob. And is that the when they printed out the weather report today, it is in letters so small that I'm looking at it from, 2 feet away, and I can't read it, and I can usually read it from across the room. Yeah. I can't read it. I mean, how small can they make it?
I don't know, but you know, I think my cheaters on, and I can just barely read it.
Just
that.
Bob is doing this to make you feel bad.
Is that right?
Because she just bobs and says, oh, you need me to read this for you.
Well, it's 68 degrees in downtown Reading, and it's sunny and hot with a high near 99 today. Looking for Friday of about 96 and then back up to the 99 on Friday night or Saturday and through the weekend. So we're looking at just the high 90s, which is good. No 100 degree weather. And I think that'll maybe help a little with the fire.
I think
we can keep the
temperature
down. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
A lot of things going on this. By the way, good morning, Bad Bob. Bad Bob is
brings in
something he found outside today, and we just looked at it and went, you know what? We need to probably put that in some kind of sanitario, bacteria-free, you know, something you can't ever touch.
Into a Ziploc
going, oh, my gosh, what was this doing in the doorway?
Well,
I don't want to know.
I mean, first of all, it was maybe encouraging that the good part was that the product was out there. Or the bad part was is that apparently they had forgotten using it.
Oh, okay. So it was just like it had been left there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Then we're okay. No, you don't even want to know, Trish. You don't even want to know. This goes far beyond.
You have to be in me because...
Open line Thursday. We might as well start with that one. No, there's so many things to talk about. I want to talk about the 14th Amendment today.
Remember the worms.
That's right. Yesterday, or Tuesday, we had on the show Ken Warrenius, the worm master to the stars.
Okay.
This is Ken is, you know, he is the only man in the world that you can sit there and listen to him talking about worm castings and worms and sit there and be enthralled. We started out a little bit dry about drought and this and that and, you know, watering, but then we got into worms. And then at the end of the show, we were getting into worm physiology is how – it wasn't all about worms. It was about other things. But
the love life
of worms and where do little worms come from? And he's explaining it. And, of course, he's using the technical terms, but even the technical terms made me uneasy. I wanted to go over and hit the dump button two or three times, even though that there was not a word on there.
Just very, that, very suggestive.
No, it wasn't even suggestive. It was the fact. It was the prefix of the words. Just sitting there going, I'm going, really? And you know, like those two little rough edge, you know, those two little round bands on a worm. You know, you've seen them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, worms are hermaphrodites, so they kind of wrap themselves around each other and do the thing, but and do the dance.
In baseball
the worm
terms,
dance.
They both pitch and catch.
Yeah, that's right. And they do the little dance, and then the sperm go down to the base, and then there's this little container with eggs that comes off the worms. The worm sperm is in there, and then later on, 11, 12 little baby worms are born. But just, I mean, I said, are they little baby worms? He goes, yeah. He says, where do you think they come from? I said, the stork? Did the stork bring the little worms? And at that point, the show was over, thank God. But the, uh,
But obviously, that's a tremendous impression upon
But him. it was funny. But we were anyway. We were talking worms in that. But the today being open line. There's a lot of things I think we need to talk about. Drought, of course. I want to talk about Ashley Madison. Do you know who Ashley Madison is?
No.
Oh, you will. I want to talk about the 14th Amendment because Donald Trump is saying that you have no right to citizenship if you were born here to illegal parents, which is kind of a little different than what the 14th Amendment says. So this is interesting. Where is he getting this from? And I saw him the other day. Somebody says, that's against the 14th Amendment. I mean, it's guaranteed. He goes, oh, that's not what my experts say.
if you were born in the United States, you're an automatic citizen.
Automatic citizen.
That's how the 14th Amendment has been interpreted.
Well, and I looked up the 14th Amendment and read it. And it says more than that. It goes into due process and all this, but it does state specifically about that. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, Bob, you're just going to give us an update on these fires.
Absolutely. Where's all the smoke coming from? Mostly for us out of Trinity County, where the following fires are still being fought and a long ways from being mopped up. The South Complex near High and Palm, 22,000 acres at 40%. The Fork Complex near Hay Fork, 35,000 acres, 60%. The River Complex, which is near Denny and has caused the evacuation of that town at least a couple of times, 45,000 acres, 22% containment at this time. This all according to the Forest Service. The Route Complex, 33,000 acres at 37%, and Mad River, 26,000 acres at 65%. All totaled 250 square miles
burnt.
Of Trinity County.
Burnt.
Up in smoke well, at this time.
Okay, now here's the thing.
Wow.
Also, three more firefighters were killed up in Washington State.
I heard that on the news.
Yeah, three more firefighters killed.
And several injured.
That's five now we've lost in these fires. And it is a situation five, I think, or what is that the word? Is it just a alert a level five where every
preparedness
piece,
level
prepared,
five.
Every piece of firefighting equipment to fight these fires is being used in the United States. Yeah. And Puerto Rico. So, and now they're talking, Bob says, we have agreements with other countries to have them come rolling in there. But I know gangs of guys from Florida and in the Southeast have been up here.
Yep.
But it is just, I mean, we've
And the
we've
National
won,
Guard has been pulled up in
National
several
Guard.
Areas.
And I tell you, it used to be, as the Marine Corps, we'd train a battalion of Marines to fight fires. And Bill Mastin, who is big into the, you know, he's a retired fire chief, but he helps train our smoke jumpers and our hot shots out here. Now, you know Bill. And Bill and Sandy both were in the firefighters. And he said that, because he worked with the Marines out there. He said, these Marines are out there fighting, the fires are out there, and here comes their Sergeant Major walks by. He says, they're all snapping to, come on, Sergeant Major, come on, Sergeant Major. He goes, wow. I said, yeah. I said, we would train a battalion of Marines to fight fires.
Yeah.
And then they'd go up to Wyoming. They'd go to Colorado. They'd go to California. Yeah. That was their job during the summer. They were firefighters.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, my wife used to be in IMAT, which they had a story on Channel 7 about, on several major wildfires. And they would the really bad ones, like Yellowstone, they would bring in the military. And the military guys were actually very impressed with the organization levels that have to be done during a major incident under the incident command system.
The incident command system is an impressive set of rules and regulations.
Well, we treated it like you would a combat mission. Yeah. And, I mean, everything. I mean, everything was, you know, the plans, the orders, all that. What everybody was doing, all that, like communication plans, you know, reinforcements. I mean, the whole thing, you know, is logistics, the whole thing. Well, is just a big military operation, and I mean at levels that that defy explanation.
Well, ICS, which has been adopted internationally, actually started in Los Angeles during the 70s after those major fires, and all these agencies couldn't talk to one another. There was no common command, and guys were getting killed out there, and women.
Well, you know, and the U.S. Forest Service was the one that came up with that plan
originally. I wish the military had learned that many years ago. Hey, last night. Trish, this portion of our show, of course, is brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 45 now. And I tell you what, there's nothing better than a Sleep Number bed. I'm not kidding you. Everybody, you know, you can laugh and all this, but I've slept in a lot of places in my life. And that bed is that Sleep Number bed is absolutely outstanding.
They're incredible, and they last for years. I've had my Sleep Number bed for over 10 years. My Sleep Number is 55. And you're right. You lay down. You don't toss and turn. You get a good night's rest. And under the new system now, if you are tossing and turning, it'll tell you that and tell you why. Maybe you need your number changed. Maybe you need other things done. But Sleep Number, I swear by it. You can get a better night's rest.
And it's right now. It's the time to. It is now the time to go to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, because right now they're having a huge sale, right now, and only Sleep Number beds are available with the original. Or the optional Sleep IQ technology, which gives you hints on how to sleep. And, you know, watches how you sleep, and you don't have to do anything except sleep. Right now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed. Made in America, rated number one by Consumer Reports. We use it. It's great. I can't think of a better gift to give for this year, and especially even for your kids, the kids with the Sleep IQ beds.
Absolutely.
And let them sleep.
And if you don't, when you have the Sleep Number bed, you sleep someplace else for a few nights, you come back, and boy, that's the best night's rest you get in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Truce Clark. It's 7:17 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, going up to 99.
Feel the excitement the minute you walk in the door at Cicada Cantina with the unique one-of-a-kind ambiance. Located at 1691 Hilltop Drive in the heart of Redding, California, Cicada Cantina takes casual Mexican dining to a whole new level. Enjoy the fusion twist to our exquisite signature dishes. Sizzling steak fajitas, chili rellenos, pollo poblano, and fresh shrimp tacos. Or lounge out on one of our large patios and enjoy a birthday, anniversary, or any fun event while sipping on a delicious signature cocktail like the Prickly Pear Margarita or Mango Mantra. And don't forget, they can cater to any size group, from intimate gatherings at your home to a full-blown fiesta. Cicada Cantina. It's more than a restaurant. It's a party.
Nate Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, shastaspine.com.
A tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Wednesday, August 26th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Paperback Writer. The Beatles Experience, live in the Event Center. Hear hits from the Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper years. And on the rooftops of Let It Be, performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sound. Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic, amazing vocal, a must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Paperback Rider the Beatles Experience in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Wednesday, August 26th. A good time to be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:22 in the morning, 68 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR, 1460. Ooh, yeah. All right, what's going on in the world here today? Honors at Arlington, the Missing in America Project, is leaving on Sunday, but they're having a get-together on Friday. It is not too late to be able to donate for these men and women that are heading across country to delivering the cremains of fallen heroes. And they're going, it's called Sea to Shining Sea. They're getting some of the cremains right literally on the Pacific coast. And and from El Paso, Phoenix, and they're going all the way, of course, into Arlington. And this
is a marvelous project.
They're leaving on this Sunday, in fact. But Friday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall. They're having going to have hors d'oeuvres and stuff like this and things to drink and just talk about the trip and have photos from the last one. And the last one was like 5 years ago. What a great trip that was. And so it can, I think that these people are doing this out of the love of their heart for veterans. Nobody's getting paid. They're paying their own way. But so donations will help pay for the gas and lodging for these men and women that are going across country. And it's going to be big. Arlington is set up for them. As they're going through states, they're going to be met with states. First stop is in Susanville on Sunday. Uh-huh. And they're going to give them a big parade in Susanville, and then they're going to take off and keep going. So I think I'm going to ride with them up to Susanville and see what the parade's like and then head on back. But everybody should be down at the Vets Hall.
Friday. It's
Friday at 5:30.
Yeah.
You know, and just say, you know,
Make a small donation, have an hors d'oeuvre.
$5, $1,
be a part
whatever.
Of what's happening.
Be part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. This is such a great community, and so many people get involved in these different things. And you don't know what you're missing if you just don't get up and go down there and just stop. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, make a donation.
And the Northern Gateway Chorus Chapter of Sweet Adeline's International is serving a pancake breakfast on this Saturday. Or August 22nd. Yeah, this Saturday.
That's the
at Applebee's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Only $8. Enjoy breakfast and your favorite song. Serving pancakes, butter, syrup, eggs, sausage, coffee, tea, or milk. Buy tickets from a member at the door. There, that's pretty cool, too.
That's good.
And then you can get a breakfast for $8. Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
That's a great deal. Have you noticed how much the prices of food have gone up?
Wow, you know, that is interesting, because breakfast, and that's a good opening.
Breakfast is a good, and that's a good indicator right there.
Well, let me tell you the difference, because, you know, I do that breakfast on the first Sunday of every month for the Frontier Senior Center.
And that's a great breakfast.
Which is a great breakfast, and up until this time, that breakfast has cost $5, okay? We raised the prices from $4 in 2011. 2011, when I bought, here's an example, 15 dozen eggs.
Mm-hmm.
$16, $18, 15 dozen eggs. Last time I bought eggs for the Frontier Senior Center breakfast, $49 for 15 dozen eggs. $49.
And that was probably a good price. I mean, you probably got a deal on it, right?
Well, it's better than buying.
I'm being told by people in restaurants around here, it's double the cost of eggs.
Oh, it's doubled. It's more than that.
And then talking to Bruce Dean, when he was here, you know, of course, of Black Bear Diner, but also head of the restaurant, the California Restaurant Association. He said part of it is this thing where the chickens have to have so much room.
Well, there you go. We gave them free range, and then they all got sick.
Well,
yeah. We let them out of their cages. They all went out, and then they got all the diseases.
They're even out of cages. But they've got enough room that they can get up, walk around, move their wings. But what he says is, it's besides that, some of the egg producers, not all egg producers, of course, but some of them took this opportunity to go, oh, look, it's going to cost us more. And they just, you know, they popped another little raise in there to make more money.
Ridiculous.
But if any eggs that come into this state have to have the same rules.
There you go.
And then add to that the cost of transporting, with thousands of trucking companies put out of business, thank you, CARB, the rest having to retrofit their truck at tens of thousands of dollars per every truck, and to what end? All it's done is drive the price of everything up.
Well, and that's exactly, but it isn't just eggs. I mean, it's everything across the board. The paper product, sausage. My goodness, that egg there again, that has almost doubled in what you're looking at. So with the price of putting on the breakfast for me at the center down there, yeah, used to run 125, 150. Now it's running 250, 275 for the product to put on the breakfast. So I think and you're talking $8 for this one. I'm thinking that probably in the very near future we're going to have to raise our price to $6. The whole idea is to make a profit. The whole idea is to raise money for the senior center. And when you're just serving a good breakfast but not making very much money, it seems to be rather pointless.
Well, it does.
But that's still a heck of a deal.
For
a really good breakfast, $6.
Yeah. And like we've gone to different, we go to different places, but you can't get out for a breakfast now, unless you, I think probably if you go to, the large, or the big box stores, I should say, you know, the chains, then I think you can get, you know, a little bit lower prices, because there's places in town you can get, you know, $6. But if you're going to a local business here, which you want to try and support, those prices have gone up, and you can't get out of breakfast. If you just have eggs and a meat of some kind, and bread and coffee. Water's free, I think. Try and get out of breakfast there for under just $20.
Well,
without tip.
I had an English muffin and a cup of coffee at a restaurant just recently. An English cup, English muffin and a cup of coffee, $7.90.
Wow!
Before I got it.
Hey, Bob, you're going to need to keep me appraised of what's going on in the chat room. What I did was I changed my settings on my computer the other day in a fit of stupidness.
Sometimes I do that and don't even know that. I don't know how to change
my mail somehow so that now, where I used to be able to get each email, now it's piling on and it keeps all the emails in that one email. So it's got like, oh, Mark and 12 more. 12 more what? With every email that may have gone on. They're all there, so I click on it. I have to end up, you know what? Well, it's a good thing we have a guest in the next, half hour.
We're rambling here. We can talk about something else
besides this. Okay, but today we want to talk about the 14th Amendment. We want to talk about the Constitution. When we say the 14th Amendment, and Donald Trump is saying it does not cover aliens or illegals that are here. But if you look at what's happened throughout history, starting back in the 1870s, every Supreme Court has ruled that if you're in this country, you fall under the 14th Amendment.
And if you're born here.
And so it's going to be interesting to see what he says. Now, do I agree that if you're born here of illegal parents, just because you're born here, you makes you a U.S. citizen? No. Oh, I know. I don't think so.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree. I understand why they did it.
My mentality says that I hope he's right, that somehow or other we've misinterpreted that, and if you're here with the illegal parents, that you're not a citizen.
Over the last 150 years, that somehow every Supreme Court justice and Supreme Court decision just thought, well, that's not right. I mean,
is he saying it isn't right, or is he suggesting that we change it?
Well, he's suggesting that, one, it's not right, and two, it needs to be changed. But you know what? You want to go in and have a constitutional convention, you may not like the results of that constitutional convention.
No, but here's the deal. You can set up a constitutional convention, which just doesn't open up the doors for them to talk about everything.
It's got to be a specific one.
You can open up a constitutional convention for a specific item. That limits the content of what can be changed.
All right. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here and bring in our guest in the next half hour. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional, in business over 70 years and in the top 100 hospitals, one of the top 100 hospitals in this nation. Think about that. One of the top 100 hospitals in this nation for the last 3 years in a row. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50 of all the hospitals in this nation at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Why? They treat people well. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 today, 20th of August, 68 degrees out there. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I'm ready.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning,
Carl.
Are
you happy?
I love Thursdays. That's the best day of the week.
The best day of the week. Only because?
Because I do Thursdays with Carl Bott.
There you go. Hey, I like that. Hey, Bad Bob is with us today. Bad Bob is I'm not on the chat room. If you have specific questions, just send them to Bob. Bob will then relay them to me because in a fit of madness, I changed the settings on my computer. And took myself off the wireless. That's what happened. I can't get back into the wireless right now to fix it. So my apologies. But one
and
place,
they can call if they're interested.
Oh,
they can jump into the
call.
Chat room and right. And put your thing in, and then you can call it 605-4567.
That's right. 7:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. right there, Leonard has it all.
Yes, he does.
State jewelry of the highest quality. All of his, in fact, all of his jewelry is of the highest quality at really fair prices. And if you can't, if you don't see it,
ask him.
Ask him. You'll be surprised what that man can come up with. Mm-hmm. And the only train watch repairman in all of the Reading area. All that at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, hey, we're here with Rich Novelli, who is the president and CEO of Wellgate Sports Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, and I've known Rich from before.
Yes, we have a little bit of history.
A little bit of history there, back when I was into my regular, semi-regular, or sporadic workout.
You look good, though, Carl.
Well, thank you. You know, it must be the pink shirt.
It is.
It is. You know, in fact, Wade Riggs, our good friend's in here, too, and he goes, oh, my gosh, he had run out to his car and get more filters for the color of my for the color of my Hawaiian shirt today. You know, frankly,
it is a little early.
Yeah, but you know what? But it wakes me up, and Bob walks through the door, and his eyes get big, and Trish goes, oh, no, not again. Rich, Wellgate Sports Club, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a work in progress. We have been looking to kind of change the landscape in the health club business for a while. I've been doing this for 30 years. And the Wellgate Sports Club model is kind of built off of this revised approach to health clubs. We want to make things easy and effortless for people to come in. We tell people, listen, this is about functionality. It's about quality of life. It is about a slightly different, certainly more upscale, premium kind of brand. But the idea here is, listen, if you look good in a bathing suit after your workout, that's great. But the idea is really to be more functional and enjoy the quality of your life. So we built it off of this concept of four pillars: fitness, nutrition, mindset, and community. And so we incorporate that in every membership. Fitness and nutrition are pretty obvious. But the mindset is really about education. And so we have regular education workshops and seminars for our members on every topic you can imagine as it relates to lifestyle. And then the social side of things, we have wine tastings, wine and cheese events, live music, things that really bring people together beyond just the fitness. So it's really kind of a comprehensive approach.
You know what? I think you just broke my code. I go to the gym, and instead of getting so sweaty and pushing around these weights, I have wine and cheese.
Exactly.
And then I say, hey, and when I come home, Linda goes, You've got Chardonnay on your breath. I've been working out. I've been working out. Come on. Call them. Tell them.
You just tell people, I've been living the four pillars. You know, this is just happens to be one of them.
I just happen to be stuck on one pillar here.
That's right.
This is my pillar of life. Chardonnay and cheese.
You can choose. Balance is important. I would say that. Yes, absolutely.
Moderation in all things, including moderation.
Exactly.
You've got to pick now and then. I really like that. So, that it is. Life is more than that. And, frankly, being healthy and looking good in a bathing suit. Of course, everybody wants to look great in a bathing suit. Trish, I bet. Yeah, Trish is ready at all times. But
in my dream.
The better thing, though, is to be healthy and to be have your body and your lifestyle and such that you are healthy.
Right. And for our members, the people that, come to us, they're looking for a quality of life approach. How can I, feel better playing with the kids or with the grandkids? How can I take that long hike and not, be out of commission for 3 days? Things like that, functionality, mobility, those are the things that as we get older are
exactly
really important.
Right.
And, again, the benefits are flexibility.
Flexibility is a big thing. I mean, I've noticed sometimes when I get up in the morning and I start doing my my stretching routines that it's just not as easy anymore.
And so the flexibility in all areas that you're talking about, flexibility with all of the mindset, the physical part of it.
Correct. Correct.
The social part of
it. It's really about expanding, your complete consciousness, if you will, without getting too out there.
Yeah.
It's about, socializing with people and opening up your mind, opening up your personality to other folks, of like-minded folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been proven that, certainly enjoying a healthy, active lifestyle, laughing a lot, connecting with people.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that in a place where you're also getting physically fit, that all comes together. And, a lot of studies have shown that makes for a much happier, healthier life.
I think you've hit it, because that a lot of people will concentrate on the obvious,
the physical
or the nutrition,
right,
and hone in on that, and they don't realize that part of what's making them not feel good is their mental attitude.
Right.
And you do that by socializing in laughter.
Right.
Surround yourself with people that make you feel good.
Right. And we certainly have members that are very busy. You know, we all have busy lifestyles, and so we get that.
We can be very busy and still be very bored.
Correct. But, you know, they come in, they get their workout in, they have to go. But there is a larger segment, certainly here in Reading, in the population that we're targeting, that, you know, have the time to have a cup of coffee after or sit by the pool and talk and meet and mingle with people. And a lot of our new members comment, somebody just came up to me and introduced themselves. It's like, what a concept, right?
Yeah.
And so we, our slogan here is that self-care is the best form of health care. And that's really what we try to build and live by.
So you're at 1740 Eureka Way, and where's that at exactly?
That's right on the corner of Court and Eureka, and so it's right next door to the YMCA.
Right. Know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's easy in and easy out?
Easy in, easy out, plenty of parking.
You have a swimming pool.
We have the only indoor saltwater swimming pool in Reading, 87 degrees year-round. And, you know, a very popular program. We have aqua arthritis programs, aqua yoga programs, aqua cardio programs. They love the water. So it's a real plus for the facility.
It's a lot more than just a workout facility where you're pushing steel around, right?
It really is. And, again, we have all the traditional equipment, clearly. But what we're trying to do is really attract a population that's a little bit more discerning. They have the time to come in and work out. They don't necessarily want a lot of the bump and grind and bumping elbows into people. It really is a social place. We call it their third place. You've got home, you've got work, and then you've got Wellgate. And that's what we're really trying to build. The difference for us, honestly, is creating an environment where we build relationships. We're not going to have an overloaded membership base. We really want to have a capitated membership base so that people don't have to fight to get onto equipment or get into programs. And we also really create and mold our programs around the population that we're serving. They have a lot of yoga, a lot of Pilates, a lot of Zumba, a lot of spin, you know, the traditional things as well. But this Aqua program is like nothing I've seen, you know, in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular and growing.
Do you have things like your spinning and
Absolutely.
Those kind of, you know, so you have
right.
all those kind of classes?
Absolutely.
So.
We're running a very robust group exercise program. We're finding that the group exercise is really very popular with our members. But we also, it's 23,000 square feet there. So it's a very large building. It's got a storied history, but it's there and it is, we really try to concentrate on putting the programs together that our membership base really wants to do. And, you know, we're really excited. We're going to have our re-grand opening, if you will, on September 26th, and we're inviting everybody to come and attend. It's going to be a red carpet event. We're also particularly excited about our new partnership with One Safe Place.
Oh, perfect.
They
Tell
are,
us about that.
So, again, one of our four pillars is community, and we are have been looking for a relationship with a foundation or foundations that are really authentic to us. Something that, yes, it's easy to give free memberships out or give dollars out, but we want to give out, we have resources, we have the facility, we have programming, we have people that want to volunteer and provide services. And so, you know, Wade was very instrumental in helping us identify our first partner in this, and we met with One Safe Place and just hit it off. They're very close to us, as you probably know. So we are going to be sponsoring a silent auction for them at the grand opening. And hopefully raising a lot of funds for them. They're going to be there, and we hope that this is the beginning of a really large and long-lasting relationship.
And what a great project, because that's just, as you indicate, right down the street from you, and, right. and certainly I can't think of a better organization that you can be involved with that'll really make a difference. And, of course, they're on their big fundraising campaign,
right.
so this will be a big boost for
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely, and you hit the nail on the head. For us, it's really about being more authentic and really having a deeper relationship rather than, you know, just sometimes the cursory, oh, here's a 3-month membership and do with it what you want.
Yeah.
And moving on. We really want to create, you know, a special relationship where we can help them. And we have all these resources besides the dollars to do that. So
Rich, somebody wants to come down and check your place out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it's down there on the corner of Court and Eureka. So what happens? They just walk in, give you a call, or just come in and say hello to somebody?
Absolutely.
And they're treated like family?
They're treated like family. Again, one of the things we pride ourselves on is our service standards. We teach all of our staff a Ritz-Carlton-based service program so that they understand how to treat people in a real, truly, you know, five-star fashion. And the service is really one of our key mantras. So when people walk in, whether it's calling in for an appointment or just walking in and wanting to check it out, which a lot of people do, they see our sign now and we get a lot of traffic by that location, they can just come in and one of our wonderful membership staff will be more than happy to give them a tour of the facility. We are in the midst of completing a $500,000 renovation of that whole building.
I tell you what, let's talk about that when we get back. We're here with Rich Novelli, President and CEO of Wellgate Sports Club. It's more than just a gym. It's not something you just, I think what you're talking with the four pillars is it becomes a lifestyle.
Yes.
That you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Here. That is just not, it's not just walking in, working out, getting sweaty, and walking out again.
There's more
to it than that.
That's it.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Wind River Casino Resort. September 3rd, coming up fast. Linda and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be there first Thursday of each month. In Elements Lounge with that great, great menu they have, Romance on the River there, with steak and lobster. We were just talking about the cost of things. $21.99. Now,
good dinner.
I have that every time. I have yet ever to have a bad one. One time, before the server put it down, says, you know, this looks a little bit too well done. And she takes it back before I got a chance to look at it. And then brings it back, a couple minutes later, you know, yet again, she says, okay, got you another one. That's good service.
Yes.
Right there. Elements Lounge. Give them a call, 243-3377. You can dance. You can drink. You can have a great time right there at Wind River. And everybody there has a good one.
And if you haven't gone and taken advantage of this venue, for those of us who like good live music, if you haven't been out there for this venue and sat with Linda and whoever she has playing with her because she brings in guests, you just haven't really... I mean, you missed it, and you need to go September 3rd.
September 3rd. All right, we'll be right back with Rich Novelli and talking about the four pillars of being in shape.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
End of the spring, and here she comes back. Hi, hi, hi.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, August the 20th, 68 degrees out there, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock in the morning here. What a beautiful morning. I mean, there's not too much smoke out there. Last night, talk about smoke. Lynn had to cut her way through a fog when she was coming in last night.
You look at the moon at night when it's, or the sun when it's setting, or the moon when it's coming up, and that you can really tell how much smoke there is.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Started his business 6 years ago during the height of this recession and has prospered. Why? Customer service. Customer service and having what his customers want in firearms, ammo, and shooting accessories, plus gunsmithing of the highest caliber, and instruction there for in CCW. I had to. In CCW, hunting, safety, and all of that. Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani. Local. Buy local. You want to buy something that has anything to do with firearms, go down to Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Give them a call. 222-8222. Veterans get a discount at Bastiani Arms also. We're here with Rick. Rich.
I've been called a lot worse.
Rick or Rich?
Rich.
It's Rich. That's what I thought. Okay. Rich Novelli, Wellgate Sports Club, right here on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. A brand new place, like 21,000 square feet that you've set up. And the only saltwater pool.
Indoor saltwater
swimming pool. Wow.
Much easier on the bod, the skin, and certainly the respiratory system.
You believe in setting up. It's not just a place you push iron around. It's a wellness place that you have the four pillars. Again, can you go through that real quick?
Sure.
The four pillars are
fitness, nutrition, mindset, and community. And we feel that, you know, that those are our four principles of what we base our culture on, and our, you know, really our model to deliver programs and services to our members. And fitness, everybody understands. That's the moving around, jumping around, having a good time. Although most would tell you they're not having a good time when they're in the gym working out, but certainly after they are. Nutrition is important because 75% of us are going to eventually end up in the hospital because of our diet, one way or the other. And we all know the risk factors involved with a poor diet, but people don't often realize how important good nutrition is. Mm-hmm. And that's not eating, you know, hay all day. It's really moderation, as you say, even moderation in moderation. But nutrition is particularly important. We've got a program to help educate and also put people on a sound nutrition program if they're interested in that. Mindset, as we talked about, is really about education. Power education is very powerful. And so we hold regular workshops, seminars. We bring in out-of-town speakers on various lifestyle topics. This is all included in the membership. And we just had our second Wellness Wednesday yesterday, and the topic was on protein. What kind of protein, how often, how much, those kind of things. And the members really seemed to appreciate that kind of additional service. And then the fourth is community. And, you know, clearly, you know, my family's been in Reading for over 20 years, And it's very important for us to provide, you know, these services to Reading in a very authentic way, not just from a membership perspective, but also with the resources that we have available to help grow the Reading community.
So, Rich, what you're actually talking about is a lifestyle. We hear crash diets every day. Somebody wants to, you know, they go out, they lose 10 pounds. They go on some kind of a weird thing that they know they can't live with forever. They lose the 10 pounds. 6 months later, they got it back, and their lifestyle hasn't changed a bit.
Right.
If you really want to make a difference in your life and you really want to age well and continue to be able to do things and be active, you need to change your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And that's what these four pillars are about.
Absolutely. And especially the nutrition. I can't tell you how many people at, over my 30 years in the industry are great at working out. I mean, they're workout animals. They'll come in for 2 or 3 hours at a time. But unless you're feeding and fueling the engine with the right things, it really is hard, especially as we get older.
And especially in today's society where everything is a quick meal out of a package.
Yeah.
Go.
And we talk a lot about the fact that it's, you know, fitness and taking care of oneself physically has been on the forefront of our culture now for well over 50 years. And it's gotten all kinds of medical support, and people have bought into that. You know, our industry has never been healthier, pardon the pun, in regards to membership. But the difficult part and the holy grail of our industry is nutrition.
Yeah.
Because I can get you in for an hour or an hour and a half into the club and work you out. But I can't watch you eating all your meals all day when you're away from the club, and that's the tough part for people.
And a lot of people in today's lifestyles, it's just, you know, it's fast. And so you go in, you try to do the right thing, but you go in and maybe you get a salad, which is good, but then the dressing that they put in and the things they put into it, all of a sudden the salad's got like 600 calories of it and 500 of it sugar.
Yes.
And you don't know that because of the dressings, but you think you're doing the right thing.
Right.
And instead, so it's part, you know, the whole thing is linked together. But the other thing, we got like 4 minutes left. How you've partnered with One Safe Place.
Yes.
So that now, does this allow the women and men at One Safe Place that they're helping to come in and work out and be a part of their building themselves back up in their confidence?
Yes, we're going to provide a variety of exchange services. So we'll actually bring out our instructors to One Safe Place, to their facility, and provide workouts for the folks at the foundation. We'll provide educational workshops, much along what we've just been talking about, how to empower them to take care of themselves so that they can take care of their families. And we'll do a lot of that. And then, of course, we have the resources at the club, and we're talking about being able to bring in those folks into the club during various parts of the month. But really partnering in those ways where, it's like I said, it's not just about the money. It's about really helping people empower themselves from those four pillars perspective.
And build a lifestyle change that they can live with and thrive.
Very important.
As they age.
Absolutely. Very important. So.
Well, we're really glad that, you know, I've heard about your place. And the thing is, a sports club, you know, being is that you can have, you also, do you have, like, special training when we say sports? When we talked about that, I mean, there's a lot of kids that play football and they play baseball and basketball. You can set up programs then like that. You know, is it specific, say, for the, maybe a sport they're in?
No, we can. A lot of what we do in our training programs is based on functional training. So it's less about power and strength, although that comes. It's more about making sure that all of your body works in harmony during a range of motion, and that applies to all sports. And so a lot of the professional trainers that work with professional athletes around the world are now going towards more of this functional training. So it's a lot of core, which we know is more than just the abdominals.
So you're just using your body to train with. So you don't really need to have ropes and, I mean,
the weights and that kind of thing.
And you're using your body.
It is all incorporated, seriously.
Sure.
But you know, this is an adult club, so membership starts at 16 years old.
Okay.
And we do have a lot of young people that come in and work with our trainers on the various sports or activities.
Do you have, like, babysitting facilities there?
We don't. We don't at this time. Again, it was one of the things that our members felt very strongly about, that we love kids, but, you know, we want to come in and work out.
You build the social part of that into the end of it. That's all kind of a complicated mix when you get young people involved.
Correct.
Okay.
Parents need to get away from their kids from time to time anyway and really have that free time. No, that's part of a balanced social life.
Right.
Okay, we're here with Rich Novelli, who is the president and CEO of Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka Way and Court. They're going to have a grand opening, a re-grand opening in
September 26th from 12 to 2. We'll have demonstrations, and then we'll have live music, food, wine, beer, all kinds of good stuff from 5 to 8.
All right. So I'm sure that, yeah, well, beer, yeah. Beer. I mean, it's part of the four pillars. Come on.
Talking honey, balance, you, balancing.
Here's your pillar.
You said you're going down to the gym. Yes, I'm into the second pillar. I'm working my way. She said, weren't you on the second pillar last month? Yeah, I'm working on that second. But now I'm working my way up.
I like the fourth pillar.
The fourth pillar. There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Well, thank you for having me. We so appreciate you taking the time. And,
no problem.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll have you back on before the
grand
opening,
too.
Right. Hey, when we get back, Trish and I are going to talk 14th Amendment. Do you have a right to be a U.S. citizen just because you're born here? What does the Constitution really say about this? And what does the Donald say? We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Jimmy Carter says cancer that was first discovered as a tumor on his liver also now has spread to his brain, and he will be undergoing radiation therapy.
I'll try as best I can to continue my work as a professor at Emory and to attend some of the meetings, but I would say that the rest of my plans will be determined by my consultations with the doctors and what I need to do to get adequate treatment for the melanoma.
Carter says a tumor showed up in an MRI after he sought treatment at Emory Hospital in Atlanta. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid has risen slightly. The Labor Department says weekly unemployment applications climbed by 4,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted figure of 277,000. Americans stepped up their home buying for a third straight month in July.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes increased 2% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.59 million. It's the fastest rate since February 2007. Sales have soared 9.6% over the past 12 months, while the listings have declined 4.7%.
That is SRN's Jeremy House. Forest officials in Washington state say they are devastated by the loss of three firefighters who died after their vehicle crashed and was likely consumed by the flames yesterday. And condolences coming from the White House as well. Here is SRN News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The White House issued a statement that reads, on behalf of a grateful nation, the president's thoughts and prayers are with the families of these brave Americans. Spokesman Eric Schultz says the president has directed his administration to stay in touch with state and local officials and to provide federal assistance as necessary.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, it's been slow going for the major indexes on Wall Street in early trading. Right now it is a Dow Jones Industrial Average down by almost 200 points, a high-tech NASDAQ struggling as well. It's down by about 80. This is SRN News.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's rinnai.us.
Tensions flared in St. Louis amid protests over the police shooting death of a black 18-year-old. Police say they shot Mansour Baal-Bey after he pointed a gun at them. Officers arrested at least 9 people and fired tear gas at a group of protesters who had blocked an intersection and refused orders to clear the roadway. Scientists say they finally figured out how the key gene tied to obesity makes people fat, a major discovery that could open the door for new treatments. Researcher Manolis Kelly says tinkering with genes in mice and on human cells in the lab suggests that obesity can actually be reversed.
By altering the expression of one of these two genes in mice that were of normal weight, we could actually change them, we could change their metabolism to actually lose massive amounts of weight.
The work solves a big mystery. Since 2007, researchers have known that a gene called FTO was related to obesity, but they didn't know how. This is SRN News. Movie theater chain Regal Entertainment Group has begun to check bags in the wake of numerous shootings at theaters around the country.
It is a procedure not without flaws, the movie theater chain said, and would inconvenience guests but provide better security. It's unclear when the policy began, but several local TV stations reported online that customers noticed the change in Texas, Virginia, Florida, and Ohio beginning earlier this month. On its website, the company says security issues have become a daily part of our lives in America and says that bags and backpacks are subject to inspection before entering. Keith Peters reporting.
New word that Iran over its nuclear program could be carried out by Iranian inspectors. That is a word is unveiled by the Associated Press in new documents that talk about a secret deal struck between Iran and the United Nations agency in charge of carrying out those inspections. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, it's Thursday, August the 20th, 6 after 8 in the morning, with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and of course Bad Bob Lungi on the boards here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's about 70 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 99 degrees, tonight down to 67. Sunny and hot, and a high of near 96 on Friday, 99 on Saturday and through the weekend. So we're not going to get to triple digits, and that's good news for the fires. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're a veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yes, some of my firefighter friends are saying that while the conditions that make the smoke bad are pretty rough on the population, it actually helps slow the spread of the fire so they can get the containment lines dug in and stuff. So it's kind of a mixed bag. And air quality over there is pretty unhealthy and not doing so well here a lot of the days.
There's some place, you know, like last night was really tough. And because it is, because you've got your air conditioners on, because it's 108 degrees, your filters clog up with this smoke and dirt and particle matter in the air. Give out Alliance Heating and Air a call. They are trained to take care of this, to make sure your air conditioners are working. They've been in the business for over 20 years. Martin and his people are true professionals, and they care about the people that they work with, the people that they help have a cool home with clean air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. It's a veteran-owned business, but they really, really take that extra effort to make sure that your home is being taken care of. You know, crawling under things. You'll see Martin out there checking the work, making sure everything's all right, even though his guys are so professional. Okay, let's do a shout-out to Des over in the Netherlands. Yeah, Des has been joining us.
I know he's been
here
in the chat room for a while.
It's a her. We found that out. It's a her. Anyway, Trish.
Yes.
14th Amendment. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay. The 14th Amendment, which I had all pulled up on my computer before it totally went to spacey on me this morning. 14th Amendment. There's a number of things in the 14th Amendment that protect your rights. Everybody, you know, are you looking it up right now? Is that what it is?
I actually was trying to bring up the 14th Amendment in its entirety.
The big thing it says is if you're born here in this country, you have all the rights of the citizen of not only the United States, but of the state itself.
All persons born or naturalized in the United States.
Have that. Okay, the other thing it says is you know, you get due process of law and all these other things. This was signed on July 9th of 1868. Yeah, July 9th, 1868. And the idea behind it was to protect slaves, who at that time they were disenfranchised. Remember, right in the middle of Reconstruction, and the battle was on, and slaves were not counted as citizens.
There you go, which included former slaves recently freed.
Yes.
And in addition, it forbade denying any person the liberty or property without due process or law.
Right. So, they couldn't just take things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
14th Amendment is very important for those on that one part about due process of law, taking your property. But now it has gotten into the news because Donald Trump, who is running for the Republican president nomination, or nomination for president from the Republican Party, has said he has kind of hooked the whole country on this immigration problem, and it is a big problem. And you'll see statistics from people pulling out statistics saying, oh no, there's nobody coming across the border. In fact, there's less people in here that are illegally now than there ever were, which I don't believe for a second. And then you'll hear people saying that in Trump, I heard him say it on the news the other night. Hey, I'm not sure. Just because you're born here doesn't mean you're a citizen if your parents are here illegally, because they've broken the law. So why should the results of them breaking the law be citizenship in this great country?
Well, so what he's basically saying is he's not saying that the 14th Amendment doesn't say what it says. He's saying that the 14th Amendment is unconstitutional.
Wow. So it's unconstitutional.
He's saying it's unconstitutional because you're giving rights to people who have broken the laws of the United States.
Right. But they've also held, though, that people that are here in this country, and this has been going on since the 1880s in the Supreme Court decisions, that you, even if you're not a citizen, you are protected by the laws of this great country.
And that started,
and you know who the first cases were? It was Chinese.
Yeah.
The Chinese that were here brought in to do all this work in this country, that were being their stuff was being taken from, and they weren't being given the rights of trials or any of this stuff. And it went to the Supreme Court, not on one occasion, but on several occasions. But the Supreme Court has never ruled that just because you're not a citizen doesn't mean you're not covered by the laws of this country.
But I'm not sure they've ever actually addressed the question of whether or not you were here legally.
Well,
maybe that's the other question.
Well, the part here is this. If you're in this country, you fall under the laws of this country. You're here illegally, and I arrest you. Guess what? You're here illegally, but it doesn't mean that you automatically get a walk because, hey, I'm here illegally. These laws don't pertain to me. Well, that's not true. But you've got, if you've got a guy that, that shoots somebody, hey, I'm illegal, your laws don't pertain to me, you got to let me go. No, of course not. We put him in jail. On the other hand, you get somebody that's here illegally and that you say, okay, now you're here illegally, and so anything you do is illegal, so now I'm going to throw you out of the country. Well, you either have to put him in jail or deport him.
So then it follows that if, in fact, they're here illegally and they're bound by our laws, they also get our benefits?
Well, in court cases, yes.
Well, we're doing it.
They're all getting
Medicare. Yeah. They're getting Medi-Cal. They're getting health care.
Social Security,
free health education.
Everything.
They're getting everything,
right.
Even though we know they're illegal.
They're illegal. Right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree with that. If you're here illegally, what says that you get all of these? You should be protected, from harm, by the law. But to give them, people here illegally, all the same benefits that you have for legal citizens, people that were born here, is not right. And it's not right, and it won't be right. There's no way you can tell me if somebody comes to this country illegally and then starts, I'm working here, but I want to have this and this and this. I get all this. No, because we don't have enough. When we have veterans that don't have homes, that aren't getting fed enough, that aren't getting the scholarships because there's not enough money, or not getting this because there's not enough money because we're spending billions of dollars on illegals, that is wrong. And I cannot understand where people think that that's okay.
But, Carl, there's an easy answer. There's a simple answer. We keep talking about immigration reform. We don't need immigration reform. We have a good set of laws that work well for immigration. We need to enforce them. And what we need to do is get to the point where we're actually deporting illegal people. And people say, well, it's impossible. You can't do it. Yes, it is. It's not impossible. You can start deporting people, following the laws that we've established, and we can make this system work.
So do you want to deport all 11 million illegals or 13? Do you want to deport all of them? Should there be people that we should let stay in? But don't answer that, and I'll tell you why. We got to take a break. So I want to talk about that. You know the usual band of what is it? Round up the usual group of suspects.
The usual suspects.
And you know what? Here they come. So, but you know, I love it because they've got ideas, and I love listening to them here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Get it all there. Great coffee. You don't have to spend your kids' college education on. Plus, all types of cold drinks and brews that are there. Anything you could possibly imagine for if you want for coffee or tea and how to make it. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply excellent. Oh, it's great. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's there, and it's a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it's 8:16 in the morning, 68 degrees out there.
The corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms. hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark here on Thursday, August the 20th. 68 degrees out there. I think it's hotter than 68 now, just out there.
It's going to go up to 99.
Yeah, it's going to go up to 99 today. No smoke in the air. You know what? 99, don't leave anybody in the car. Don't leave your dog in the car. Don't leave your kids in the car. Don't leave granny in the car. Don't leave anything in the car. And don't leave it on the
especially
seat.
Especially chocolate.
Yeah, especially chocolate. And don't leave it something on the seat if you want it to be there. We were just outside here at 8:21 in the morning at our studios, and we have... We watched this guy put in all the parking meters. Like, I swear to God, it was less than a month ago.
Yeah.
And I was going to have him on the show. He is so great telling stories. He's got great stories about parking meters. Anything you want to know about parking meters, you know, the electronic ones and this and that. Yeah, I don't think we should do this. I told him this and all this stuff. So he put in all these parking meters. They've been up for like 3 weeks. And this morning we walked outside and...
one parking meter on the whole block.
Left.
Well, somebody has apparently come along with a sledgehammer and bashed the parking meters off the post to get the $3-4 that might be in.
Oh, no, there's more. There's more because they give tickets. And then so, but he said, but the most you're going to get out of them is maybe $30.
But I wonder if they can sell the metal?
Well, here's the thing is, they knocked them off the post. I imagine you have to take them two or three times to knock them off the post. The noise that must make. And, I mean, because people live around here. And then they pick it up, and all the coins are dropping all over the place. They've got, like, flashlights.
And nobody notices that.
And the whole street is gone.
And I thought, well, maybe it was they just took them off. But that's not the way they take them off. It's by busting them off that one side, and there's parts everywhere.
Well, yeah, there's metal on the ground. Yeah. I noticed when I drove up this morning, because I mentally kind of went,
What's all this stuff here? They can't make up their mind. Downtown
Reading. Last week I had meters. The week before I didn't have meters. Now I don't have meters.
Now I don't have
meters
again. You know, now people say, I'm not going to put money in the only two meters that are left in a whole block, you know. So then they'll get a ticket. So I don't know. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. 14th Amendment, buddy.
How you doing, Carl? How are you, Trish?
14th Amendment. Does it apply to illegals?
Well, I don't know. The 14th Amendment quickly says in the part you're talking about, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges of immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, or deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, the key word there is jurisdiction, right? That's the key word. Well, if you look up jurisdiction, you'll see what that says is it says the right or power of administering law or justice, judicial authority, power or authority in general rule, control, the extent or range of judicial or other authority, the territory over which authority is exercised. So, that means that the authority is under the Constitution and the authority is under the law. So what you have is you have kids that are born here are citizens. The problem is when they were born here, they were born of someone who committed a crime by being illegal here, and now they're born of basically someone who broke the law. Now, the problem is, do we keep the kids and send the parents back? So really and truly, the 14th Amendment, I know that Red Smith is going to do an editorial on the 14th Amendment, which in a lot of cases is ambiguous in what it says. It's a tough one. Yeah, they're citizens. There's no way of dancing around that one. The question, I think maybe what the guy's trying to get to, I don't know, it's probably smarter minds than mine can figure this out, but I think the question that Trump's trying to say is, hey, if these kids were born out of a crime, how does it make it legal? I think that's where he's going.
He's saying that the amendment as it was adopted is unconstitutional.
No.
That you can't. Well, that's.
What I'm saying is that the amendment isn't unconstitutional. What I'm saying is
no, that's not what you're saying, but that's what Trump is saying. That the adoption of it by its very nature is unconstitutional because you can't extend rights to illegal, to people who are not here legally.
Yeah, and that's where the guy's going. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I have you on speaker, and I told Bob I would, so it's a little hard to hear, but he said that it would be better because I could use my hands to flip pages.
Well, that's good. I had that. I had the 14th Amendment laid out, but then again, when I somehow managed to go offline totally, lost all of that. But I'm glad you read it because it's a big thing. And with the 14th Amendment protects us. But with Trump, what he's saying is, you know, we need to do something about illegal immigration. And the fact is that you're here illegally. Where does it say? And I need to get like Rick Pappas in here and a couple others. Tim Pappas that knows, you know, is a constitutional kind of guy. Where does it say that people that are here illegally get all of the rights of people that are natural born citizens of this country? If you're born here and, you know, to illegal parents, all right, you're a citizen. We know that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it says.
You get those things, but why do people that are here illegally get all those same rights?
Because we do. We give them to them. You asked me the question before the end of the period last. Which ones do you throw out? Now, I'm going to answer that question. Because the first thing you do is you close the border. Stop the problem from increasing, and you close the border. And then you systematically go and you start. You can't deport all of them at one time, obviously. That isn't going to happen, and you're not going to get them all. But certainly doesn't it make sense that those who have committed murder and rape and mayhem in our country, they could be at the top of the list, and we could save them all?
Well, supposedly, I'm taking the other side here. According to Obama, wait a minute, just stop. Just let me finish here. According to, they're saying anybody that has criminals, like you're saying, that they're felonies and all this, supposedly they're at the top of the list to be deported. The ones they're not touching, and this is where the whole system breaks down. Oh, well, if you don't, it's kind of like our AB-109ers. Oh, if it's not a serious crime or you just caught them, they don't have to be deported. Don't even report them. Well, that's where the system is breaking down because there are numbers of illegals here that have committed felonies and other crimes that it is not being reported to the government, and in a sanctuary city and these other places, they're given a free pass to stay.
But you're asking me the question was, how do you solve it? You do away with what Obama's doing.
That's
you
true.
Don't accept
no,
that as
no, no,
the only thing that can happen.
That's right. But
well,
I'm just,
our
you,
own people won't do that, Trish.
Well,
Ted Gaines won't even do that. Ted Gaines came out openly in front of God and everybody and said basically he is behind one man, one vote.
Well, that person says it and we accept it. My point is we need to elect somebody maybe like Donald Trump, who will start turning this around.
You asked a question about how they can do that, and I'm saying that our state senator did that. Said basically that it's okay, one man, one vote is okay, and we should appropriate all districts, including using people who are here illegally because their children should have the rights. That's what
then
the man said. So that's why they do it, Trish.
How about we replace Mr. Gaines? We just keep rolling over because Obama, well, under Obamacare, we have to do this. As long as we're going to accept the fact that once a senator is elected, he gets to stay forever, and all these people are just there because we've elected them, and now we have to do things the way they say, then you're right. We can't change anything.
Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for your phone call. We've got to take a break here in a second. I just want to get some other comments in here from the guests. Thanks a lot, Terry. Thanks for reading that for us.
Sure.
Guest. State has no jurisdiction stops moving here. State has no jurisdiction over illegals. That's federal. So the state should be blocked from granting any rights to illegals. No college funds, driver's license, etc. And I don't think Trump is saying the 14th is unconstitutional, just that it doesn't apply to illegals. And the original framers of the Constitution expected the rights of citizenship for those that owned property, not necessarily by birth. Well, see, and that's true. That's why there's different amendments that have come through here.
That's why the 14th Amendment.
That's why the 14th Amendment came through during Reconstruction, was to protect the rights of the slaves that were given no rights and treated as non-people and non-citizens.
And never looked at to apply to illegals.
Again, it's the law of unintended consequences, because how can you look 180 years in the future and say that, hey, we're going to get a lot of people who are just going to come in this country illegally? But see, even the 14th Amendment is fine. It's not the 14th Amendment. It's not the framers of the Constitution. It's how we enforce our laws, and the fact that we have rolled over into this thing where you can't even use the word alien.
Yes, I can.
In the state of California, in their official documents. You can't use that. You can't use the word alien. Well,
political correctness.
Of course I can, because they're here legally and they're aliens. Illegal aliens. It doesn't mean they're coming from another planet either. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Really? Really? Are you ready?
I
tell you what, staycation, Holiday Harbor, Lake Shasta, you're not going to find a better place to get a party boat or get a paddle board or any of that stuff. All of it's at Holiday Harbor. And you know what? More water in the lake this year at this time than last year. That's great. Give them a call, 238-2383, or go to lakeshasta.com. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, I'm enjoying this because – you know, I want to talk, you know, about the rights and other people. People are calling in. Let's talk about rights. And I'm seeing people in here. The key word is this. The key word is that. No, not necessarily by birth. Other people are talking about it. We got Bill on the line. We'll get right back to you. It's 8:31 in the morning. 70 degrees out there. It's going to be hot today. We'll be right back.
Sound of celebrations awaits you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California, brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle, right here in Reading. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the tasting room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again. Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bob's over there banging his head on the wall. His song didn't play. Now it plays.
Yeah.
Hey, it's better to have it a little bit late than never, right, Trish?
Absolutely.
Here, Trish Clark.
Better late
Carl
than
Bob.
Never.
Yeah, a little bit later than not. 73 degrees up there. And why? Because Trish says it's 73, no matter what the weather service says. But Trish says it's 73.
It says my weather service on my iPad app.
Yeah, app to work, app not to. 8:34 in the morning, our phone line's here, 605-4567. Get in our chat room. A lot of people in the chat room going for it. Somebody just joined the chat room and said, Trish fan.
Yay,
That's their handle is Trish fan. This portion of the show, Trish fan, and all others, Red, guest, and all everybody else, Dez, who's over in the Netherlands, everybody, is the Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, better known business discounts for seniors and veterans. But the big thing there is they give great haircuts. It's the Cheers of barbershops. You can't ask for a better place to go to get your haircut. I go, Bad Bob goes, the Chief goes, everybody we know goes there. Anybody that's anybody, Rick Hill, goes there, right? Goes to Cypress Square Barbershop. There you go. Right there on Athens Avenue across from Subway. Hey, down the street is Classic Cafe. With Millie and Kathy. Get a hug and get great food right there. Classic Cafe. All right. You know, we're talking the 14th Amendment and everything, and people are into this conversation that last thing that said was, you know, if you're here illegally, then you don't come under the jurisdiction of the United States per se, which means then their children are also illegal. Let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What do you think? What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, listen. The naturalized, isn't that a process of to acquire your citizenship?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, then, if they didn't go through the process to acquire it, they wouldn't be citizens.
Well, it's two things: either naturalized or born here.
And there's the rub.
Isn't it of naturalized or citizens?
No, nope, it doesn't say that. It says that you have got these rights if you were born here, naturalized or born of naturalized citizens. I think that's in there too. If you're naturalized and you have children here, they of course are also citizens, but you don't have to be. You don't have to be here legally to have babies. In fact, there have been instances where they've bust over groups of pregnant women where they could have their babies in the United States, and then they go back to Mexico.
Well, Canada got rid of it because of and it was actually a Chinese Canadian that brought it up because they're just being overrun.
Well, I think that's true, and I think if you look in, I think they said in London, the most popular baby name was Mohammed this last year. So, you know, the thing is that you've got to find a way of doing this. Frankly, I think that you should be, just because you're born here from, if you're citizens, your parents are citizens or naturalized citizens of this country,
then
you become a citizen automatically when you're born. If you are here illegally, I do not see where your child should be able to be should be automatically a citizen just because. And I know I know what people are going to say. Well, wait, that's what the Constitution says. That's what the 14th Amendment says. Maybe it does say that. I'm not saying it's right. Now the question is it time for a constitutional convention to address this?
I think it is.
Well, now here's the other part about that, is you be careful for what you ask for, Bill, because you've got to either be really, really specific and say we're having a constitutional convention, because this is every state, and we're only going to address the 14th Amendment, this part about being born in the United States. Because if you open up that Constitution, constitutional convention, other things can come in there too, like the Second Amendment.
But
the
First Amendment. You would specifically confine it. That no,
yeah, you've got to do
you'd
that.
Have to have a certain number of states that agree to have a constitutional convention, and it isn't going to get by all of those attorneys in all of those states that would open it up to everything in the Constitution. You very specifically and narrowly even say, we're going to look at the 14th Amendment. That's all we're going to look at.
Okay, well, if that's the case, and then
they,
that's
they,
something.
They
but just remember nobody, that once you start this, then you know, and you figure out where our country is, that there could be another thing that comes in on the Second Amendment too.
Well,
not necessarily at the same time.
But it takes a long time to get these conventions together. And bottom line, that isn't really okay. That's one part of the issue. There's enough of them out there that don't have anything to do with being born in this country that we can deport simply because they're here illegally, they've committed a crime, and they need to go home. Before we can start addressing those, we've got to seal the border.
Seal the border.
We've got to stop them from coming in and then start systematically deporting them, following our laws.
Take out the worst.
Forget about what Obama wants to do.
Right.
Take out the worst first. Send them home. We don't care whether Mexico wants them back or has room for them or any of those other things.
Well, it's not always Mexico. You've got Guatemala, Ecuador.
We've got them from every country.
Take it, send them back to the countries. All right. A quote out of here from the chat room. Immigration as it stands in this country is an insidious program creating a second class of citizen that are essentially indentured servants. It is creating the premise of citizenry that exists with the government granting rights, not protecting inherent inalienable rights. I like that. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill. We're going to Coach Bob. Hello, Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I got an idea. If my pregnant wife and I break into Carl and Linda's house to steal stuff and doggone it, her water breaks and she realizes I'm going to have a kid, lays down on a couch and does so, you probably ought to have to raise that kid. It was born in your house, after all. It only seems right. Put him through college, feed him, do the whole routine. It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And I concur.
Years I have advocated.
Good analogy.
If you're here illegally, you are illegal.
That's
and
right.
And all of your offspring are here illegally.
What part of illegal do
Absolutely.
You not understand?
All right.
And that's all I've got to say. So thank you for letting me say it.
Well, thank you very much, Coach.
Great analogy, and I bet Carl and Linda didn't know they're going to have a new kid.
Oh, my
to
gosh,
raise.
I've got a kid here to raise. It's not like a feral cat that comes in and puts kittens in your backyard, though we are treating it like that.
That's exactly right.
This is, you know, the part is our country was made great by immigration. Let's just get that out there. I know people who have come here as immigrants.
We all do.
How about this?
We have family members.
How about Paiush and Primla Danuka, doctors both? How about them coming here? How about them becoming citizens? How about
We have hundreds of doctors in this community that came here and became citizens.
How about
citizens?
Mike and Julie Rimmer, who are from England, that came here, wanted to become citizens. They were English citizens and worked over here in the military as an exchange program. Saw what a beautiful country this is.
Perfect example,
and
Kim
they took
Chamberlain.
Took 4 years for the Rimmers to become, just to get their visas to be here.
Well, how about Kim Chamberlain, a war
another
bride?
Another great example.
Supervisor Molly Wilson, she was a war bride
great.
From England.
But they did
All
it correctly.
All great examples of doing the process
right. We need
they
immigration.
They came in, became citizens under our immigration system, and they assimilated into our society. Carl, that's not what's happening now. These people are coming in here from all countries, not just Mexico. They're just bringing their country here, establishing their communities, and telling us to take our rules and our constitution and stick them. They're not going to live under our laws. We have to retrain our police departments, our fire departments, to follow their philosophies, and we have to let them do things the way they did them in their other country. That is not becoming a citizen. That is reestablishing your lifestyle on somebody else's turf, just like that. It's colonization. That's exactly what it is.
Well, they call it migration is what it is.
We don't need people coming in here changing our laws. I don't think.
Well, no, of course not. You know, but you start hearing things about, you know, different laws that migration is you come in and you bring your way of life to a country and you just stay there. Immigration is you come in and you assimilate. We need that to happen. But yet people seem to be pandering to the fact of, oh, you're here illegally, but you're not really here illegally. But you are here illegally. You are here illegally. And so why should people here illegally? And I think this is where Trump is beating everybody on it. He's bringing up this immigration problem, the problem we have with a lot of illegal people that are here. He's bringing it out to the forefront in middle America. And I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about Americans. Middle America is saying we have a problem here. Why is this happening? Why all of a sudden do I have a mosque in my town? You know, where did that come from? You know,
yeah, I can't have a nativity scene, but they can take over a whole center of the square.
Now we're getting into
No, that's exactly what. And he's reaching a chord with people across this United States who have not been involved in this process for a long time. They're not Democrats. They're not Republicans. They haven't been voting. They haven't been paying attention or watching the news. He has reached out and touched that chord with all of those people who are now getting involved because he's talking plain, common sense, not political correctness, and people like it. People are responding.
They are responding, which is why even after he gets beat up in the debate, his popularity rises again.
Go figure.
Hey, look, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at View 202. Linda's going to be out there this Sunday and next Sunday, and it's the end of August, to be singing out in the veranda out there.
Don't miss this, marvelous.
With her jazz ensemble, she's going to be singing Sunday from 11 to 2 during the month of August. So it finishes up in August. All types of new things out there, a new menu, new drinks, all of this courtesy of executive chef Dustin Heisler. But when you want to be out there in the veranda where you can watch the river and it's shaded in there, I mean it's a beautiful ambiance there. Plus, of course, the music.
Bottomless mimosas and manmosas.
That's right. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations and come out and join us on Sunday from 11 to 2 with Linda singing from 11 to 1. It's quarter till 9 in the morning here on the 20th of August. 73 degrees out there because Trish says it is. When we come back, I want to talk about quality of life that we have in town here. You know, we talked about crime. Oh, it's crime. Well, it's maybe not the crime so much as it is. How has your life changed? Is the quality of life you have now different than it was 5 years ago? We'll be right back.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Hey, Bob, let's go to lunch today at the Classic Cafe.
I've known Millie and Kathy for a lot of years. They serve some great food down at Classic Cafe.
Home cooking, great prices, and you get a hug when you walk in there from Millie and Kathy.
And you can just spend hours checking out the walls with those historical military displays.
That's right, Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. A great place to eat, a great place to see what's going on.
And a great place to get a hug.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures. and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far Northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the permanent protection of a ranch in the Cow Creek watershed that brings a total to 22,500 acres preserved. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Trish Clark and me, Carl Bott. Hey,
Carl, best laid plans. We were going to talk about candidates today, and we just didn't even get to
that. Well, we talked about
that next week.
I want to remind everybody, tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall is going to be kind of a get-together for all those guys from the Missing in America Project that are heading back to D.C., to Arlington, to inter heroes from the West Coast. And it's going to be
a
great ride. All the way across the United States. They're meeting people from Phoenix and El Paso and all these, picking up a lot of people on the way back there. And it's going to be a great project. So if you go down to the Vets Hall Friday, tomorrow night, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., it's not there very long. Go in and see what there is. They're going to have photos and some videos of the last trip from like 5 years ago. And our guys are taking off this Sunday, heading, and they're going to go to, they're going to get to Susanville. Susanville has this huge parade waiting for them.
Another step
honor.
Along the way,
And then they're going to keep on going from that. I think they're going to head up in Winnemucca, end up in Winnemucca, though God knows why anybody would end up in Winnemucca.
Because it's just a natural stop if you're heading east.
It is, but I spent a week there one night in Winnemucca.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I want to change context of what we're talking about here. And I think it's the parking meters that got me going here. Here's these parking meters downtown. Mm-hmm. And somebody comes by last night with a sledgehammer. That's the only thing I can figure they used. And they broke the heads off at least 8 meters.
Mm-hmm.
That cost money,
they're all gone,
by the way.
And these are expensive meters.
And there's one set of 2 meters. I have no idea why they didn't break that one, unless there was a car parked there or something like that. Is it crime that everybody is upset about, or is it? And it's petty crime. I mean, you're not even though we'd have some violent crime, but the violent crime's down. But is it the quality of life that really is affecting people? And Record Searchlight brought that up, and it was a thoughtful editorial on Sunday. And the question was, is it quality of life or is it crime? That is
broken window syndrome.
Yeah, is it the broken window syndrome where you see people, see homeless people or people who have passed out, and does it affect you personally? Except for the fact is, this sucks. I don't want to see. You know what? I'm tired.
You're out on the Riverwalk and you're going along, or you go into the backyard of your local senior center or your parking lot behind your business, and you see the disgusting things that are left by this population that's just kind of desecrating the world you live in. Gives you a bad taste in your mouth. You got to take the smile out of your eyes and the bounce out of your step to realize that you have all these people around you. It does impact the quality of your life.
I think it does, and because people talk about it, people notice it. You're walking by places and you smell the smell of urine on the wall where they've just sat there and peed, or they've been defecating on the street.
I noticed there's graffiti on the window.
On the other station's window.
On the front station.
And it doesn't make any difference what it is. They're just writing on something.
It's
who
irrelevant.
Knows? And you can't even read it, first of all.
It's vandalism. It's a lack
petty
of
vandalism.
Respect for
right.
the community that you live in.
Yeah. And so
all trying to make a better place to live. And
so the point is how do we take care of this? How do we get that feeling that, hey, this is a great place to live.
And
it is a great place to live. But how do we take care of these programs, of these problems of what we're seeing here? And is there a vision on how to do it? Is there a overarching plan to how to take care of all this. And I know that Kristen Schrader is doing something about the homeless, and I know we're getting ready to see the community policing plan. It should be coming up this month, because they said August. But is this going to address all this, how we can take care and get people off the streets, get them someplace where either they're not here any longer or they're being taken care of? Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Henry.
Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this
morning?
I'm
fine.
Good morning, Henry.
Are you okay, Henry?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. My wife was the one that had the problem. But on a little bit on the lighter side of what you were talking about.
Oh, we need that.
You and I both had a birthday earlier this month.
Yes, we did.
You mentioned earlier this morning that the print was small on whatever you were reading.
Yeah.
You know, I've noticed that I've had that problem for a number of years, so I wanted to welcome you to old age.
Well, you know, I defy anybody, and I have pretty good eyesight. I had LASIK surgery several years ago. And this piece of paper that I'm looking at, I'm going to tell you that I believe the font on this is about a 3.
Yeah, that bad, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It really is. When he handed it to me, I mean, I pulled out the cheaters, which I don't have to use.
Well,
I can still barely see it.
The print gets smaller, and my pant sizes keep getting smaller, and a whole bunch of things as I get older.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Stuff shrinks, and it's one thing after another. But
yeah, well,
I'm glad I don't ever get old.
Welcome to old age and happy birthday.
Well, thanks a lot, Henry. You too, buddy.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.
You know, yeah. You know what? Sometimes we need to. Sometimes we need to take a good look at what we're all the things that are going on around us, and
but, you know, Carl,
it would be so easy to get crazy. I mean, really,
you have to take a deep breath.
You do
step back and count the good things out there.
Because,
look at the really positive things in the community that we live in. I mean, Shasta County is a great place. They've made my home here since '77. It wouldn't occur to me to live anyplace else in the state of California. Because it's a good community. We surround ourselves with very positive people. There's so many good things in the community. There's some bad stuff going on too. And what do? We get together with all of the positive people in our group and try to make changes. Try to solve the problems that we have.
Well, that's true. And the fact is that this is a great place to live.
It is.
Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Are the problems we have, can they be fixed, or is it just insurmountable? I don't think they're insurmountable, but I think that we need to have people in leadership positions that are planning on doing something about it, not dithering around, and let's start holding some people's feet to the fire.
Well,
about
we have this. Elected officials from the local level right up to Washington, D.C., who are not following through with the things that the people who elected them wanted done. We, the people, are the ones that have to change that. We can continue to blame the government for everything that happens to us, but eventually we're going to have to take control and recognize that somebody's voting those people into office.
Well, we are, and we keep doing that. And the problem with that is unless you're going to hold them responsible for what they're doing, then we just need to accept it. Accept the fact, hey, this is just the way it is. Sorry, guys.
And there's too many people out there, and I'm just to finish the thought, everybody says, well, my vote doesn't count. I'll go back to the statistics. Let's say you have 1,000 people who are eligible to vote in any one jurisdiction. Only 50% of those people are registered, and in any given election in Shasta County, sometimes the smaller elections, we have 15% to 20% of those registered voters voting. So that might be 100 people out of 1,000 or 200 people out of 1,000 that are eligible to cast that vote that are actually getting out, going to the polls and voting. The rest of them, need to get off.
This is from Fergie. Quality of life here is most affected by crime, especially property crime. When degenerate drug addicts reproduce and create another generation of drug addicts, they will never even learn how to spell personal responsibility, let alone live by it. Why would they change? It's much easier to steal. And what you need to do then is crush those that are stealing by having a place to put them, which we don't, but we're building another place, which could have been twice the size, except two of our board of supervisors, Leonard Modi and David Kehoe, voted against that. Oh, we don't have the money. Really? Really? Yeah, I think we could have if we could have found that money, because I tell you what, I would have leaned all over the city of Reading. Or I would have looked at raising the county tax by 0.1%.
Okay, but let's look at the other side of that. You can't just build a place to put them. You've got to have enough money left over in the pot to affect the whole system.
Well, no, it's got to be everything. It's not just.
You've got to have. You got to have district attorney. You got to have public defender. You got to have
all. And so, unless we're willing to do that, which means then is that at some point. We have to have the plan and how it works. And it's more than just everybody putting their little bitty plans to get, you know, and having it. Oh, good, that's good, Chris, and oh, that's good, Brent, that's good, Francie. Oh, that's good, Dave. Let's put all that stuff together into one plan. All right. Tomorrow. We got 1 minute left. But tomorrow, Gabe Hoffman.
Hoffman. It's my maiden name.
Maybe somebody you know. Producer of An Open Secret. It's about Hollywood. And the way that their children, and the way the Hollywood stars, Hollywood children were sexually abused. This movie came out. The Hollywood stars and the SAG and all this went after them, but the director of the movie failed to push it out, you know, and publicize it. What's going on there? But this guy, as a producer, says this movie opened up a lot of people's eyes and caused a lot of consternation. He's going to be our guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock, among others that will be here. So. Trish Clark?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Chat room?
Thursday morning.
Thank you, chat room.
Lively day today.
Fergie,
Trish
Dez,
fan.
And Trish fan. I don't see any Carl fans in there. Okay. I, you know, just saying, where's Linda? Okay, I got that. All right. Hey, everybody.
Get those buttons printed.
It's going to be 99 today, 100 degrees. Take care. Don't leave things in there. Don't leave things in your car. Be careful out there. Drink a lot of water. And be careful if you got lung problems because there will be smoke out there. Trish, thank you so much for being here.
I love Thursdays.
Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former President Carter goes public with details of his cancer diagnosis and the fight that lies ahead. Treatment begins immediately for 4 small spots on his brain.
I'll get my first radiation treatment for the melanoma in my brain this afternoon.
4 more treatments to follow at 3-week intervals. Mr. Carter, saying the future is in God's hands, talks about hearing that diagnosis for the first time.
I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence. So I was surprisingly at ease, much more so than my wife was.
The 90-year-old former president says he'll be scaling back his busy schedule, but he does plan to teach Sunday school this weekend in Plains, Georgia. Well, apparently there is more to the Iran nuclear deal than we're being told. That has the